A Sleeping Life by Ruth Rendell, read by Nigel Anthony. Home early for once. Maybe he'd start getting home early regularly now August had begun, the silly season. Criminals, as well as the law-abiding, take their holidays in August. As he turned the car into his own road, Wexford remembered his grandsons would be there. Good. It would be light for another 3 hours, and he'd take Robin and Ben down to the river. Robin was always on about the river because his mother had read The Wind and the Willows to him, and his great desire was to see a water rat swimming. Sylvia's car was parked outside the house. Odd, thought Wexford. He'd understood Dora was having the boys for the afternoon as well as the evening, and that they'd be staying the night. As he edged his own car past his daughter's into the drive, she came running out of the house with a screaming Ben in her arms and 6-year-old Robin looking truculent at her heels. Robin rushed up to his grandfather.
You promised we could see the water rat.
So you can, as far as I'm concerned, and if there's one about. I thought you were staying the night.
Sylvia's face was crimson, with rage, or perhaps just from haste. It was very hot.
Well, they're not. Next to my dear husband, nobody's going anywhere, even though it does happen to be our wedding anniversary. Oh, will you shut up, Ben? He's bringing a client home for dinner instead, if you please, and I, of course, as usual, have to be the one to do the cooking and fetch the kids.
Leave them here, said Wexford. Why not?
Yes, leave us here,
Robin shouted.
Go on!
Oh, no. That's out of the question. Why do you have to encourage them, Dad? I'm taking them home and Neil can have the pleasure of putting them to bed for once. She thrust both children into the car and drove off. The windows of the car were all open, and the yells of the two little boys, for Robin had begun to back his brother up, vied with the roar of the ill-treated engine. Wexford shrugged and went indoors. Some sort of scene had evidently been taking place, but he knew his wife better than to suppose she would be much disturbed by it. True to his expectations, she was sitting placidly in the living room, watching the tail end of a children's programme on television. A great many books had been pulled out of the shelves, and on a tower block of them sat a teddy bear.
What's got into Sylvia?
Women's lib, said Dora Wexford. If Neil wants to bring a client home, he ought to cook the meal. He ought to come home in the afternoon and clean the house and lay the table. She's taken the children home for the sole purpose of getting him to put them to bed. And she's taking care to stir them up on the way to make sure he has a hard time of it.
God, I always thought she was quite a sensible girl.
She's got a bee in her bonnet about it. It's been going on for months. You are the people. We are the others. You are the masters. We are the chattels.
Why haven't you told me about any of this?